Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Now, Alan, you know, this is a pretty sweet time of year.
Yeah.
If you like oysters.
Sure is.
And one of the wonderful things that's kind of a conundrum with oysters, and being a beer guy, I've always been pretty fond of having my oysters with beer. But every now and then you get just a beautiful singing combination with the right wine to go with the oysters. And one of the things that's cool about oysters is a lot of oysters are very different. So the ones that we
sure
picked
are.
For this one may not be the ones to go with a different set of oysters.
We thought we would each be going to bring 4 bottles of wine to this tasting and see what we came up with. And I had gotten the oysters down at Crisfield.
Right.
And I would call these not terribly briny.
No, they were on the sweeter side.
But they were sweet and,
right,
and quite plump.
Oh, yeah, they were very good.
They were nice. Let's go down. We'll start with the winner and work our way down.
Okay.
And the whole point I want to make is that if we had had another set of oysters.
If we had like some really briny oysters, it might have been a completely different order of the wines that we would have selected to pair well.
That's right. So it's really happenstance. The thing about oysters, they're very, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring out different things in the wines. And sometimes they bring out the flattering aspect of a wine, and sometimes they bring out a nasty aspect.
I have seen both.
And there's no predicting it. Absolutely no predicting it. But there are some conventional wisdoms
at
work
here. I think
here.
Part of the principle is you want a wine that's probably going to be fairly high in minerality.
Right.
And with some pretty good acidity.
Yep.
And whether or not it has floral aromas or not may or may not play into what you're trying to
That's
do, depending
right.
on the oyster.
That's right. And the fruit, I can't figure out anything about the fruit.
Right.
What
right.
matches. Okay. Our winner was Lawson Hills Sauvignon Blanc 2009 from New Zealand.
Which was terrific.
It really was. And I think just a great, great match. It's a pretty light Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah, but it's got great structure and awesome minerality.
It really does. Coming in second, we had a tie. Gruet's Blanc de Blanc sparkling wine from New Mexico
mm-hmm.
was my personal favorite.
Right.
And then also the Domaine de Bouilly Sancerre from Loire Valley.
Right.
That's a kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, Sancerre has always done well with an oyster pairing that we've done.
Yeah, I really, for my part, I really love the way the sparkling wine just made the whole thing seem special.
Well, I agree, but I also think that part of it is that the pétillon that comes from the texture in the wine,
mm-hmm.
I think sets up the oyster really well
as
well.
It really does. It danced for
it's
me.
It's almost a structural thing.
It is. It is. It tied for third place was Kim Crawford's Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. That's a big boy.
That's a big boy and highly aromatic.
And then tied with it was Alentes Alentejo, which is a personal favorite of mine. It's from Portugal,
mm-hmm.
a cute little white wine. And very modestly made and structured and everything. But it worked really pretty well with the oysters. I had to try this just to see what would happen. I got the Zellbach Oster Riesling Cabinet from the Mosel.
Mm-hmm.
And we both know this wine very
it's
well.
It's a great wine.
It came in fourth. It was probably the most neutral. It didn't help, but it didn't hurt. And the oyster retained its flavor, the wine retained its flavor. But I didn't think they kind of danced together.
I think if it had a much more briny oyster with that one, it might have paired better.
I think so. And a wine that's a perfectly lovely wine by itself is the Dry Creek Fumé Blanc 2012 from Sonoma County.
Didn't work
Nice
at all.
Work, but it just didn't work. And this is that fluky thing. There was something in the fruit of that just did not work with these oysters. And again, change the oyster, it could have been a winner. But we're going to post these in case you're curious, and you can go out and buy some of these really lovely wines that go great with oysters. A perfect time of year for that. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.